This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. For 3 years, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey has been talking about building a new bus terminal to replace the aging, functionally obsolete existing terminal. But arguments over cost, location, and design have delayed the project, and now they threaten to paralyze the Port Authority board altogether. For more on this, we're joined by Patrick McGeehan, who covers transportation and infrastructure for the New York Times. Welcome back to WNYC, Patrick.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with the basics. This new bus terminal, it's really been in the works for years. Both New York and New Jersey agree that it needs to be built, and the board passed a resolution to that effect earlier this year. So what's the holdup?
Well, now the big fight is over money, because now it's time to put together a long-term budget for the Port Authority that includes a new bus terminal. So the stage they're at now is that they have five finalists, five different concepts, that they're considering. And the range of estimated costs on those five is from a little less than $4 billion to more than $15 billion. So it's widely understood that this project is going to cost probably a number north of $4 billion, maybe $6 or $8 billion. And so to put a number in the capital plan that's a fraction of that makes some people worry that it won't ever happen, that it's not a full commitment to getting this project done. The New York side had been trying to cap the amount for the bus terminal in the capital plan at $2 billion. The New Jersey side says, well, $2 billion is not a show of serious commitment.
So it's all about the Benjamins, as it so often is. The Port Authority is supposed to be a bi-state agency, but a lot of the disagreement, it seems to be about differing visions for this terminal coming from New Jersey and New York. What are the differences?
Well, the New Jersey folks have made a new bus terminal a priority. They want to ensure that the Port Authority bus terminal will be replaced on the west side of Manhattan, and that no effort will be pushed to cut the baby in half and put half of the Port Authority in New Jersey and force people to take another mode of transportation to get from there to work. On New York side, there's a very different set of priorities, and rebuilding the airports is really number one.
And the disagreements really seem to have derailed the Port Authority board. At the last meeting, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York reportedly even instructed his appointees not to conduct any business while these disputes remain unresolved. Now, why would any governor want his state not to participate in something that could potentially cost billions of dollars? Wouldn't he want representation in the process?
Well, it was more a question of getting one's way, I think. This was a standoff. If you don't see it my way on the long-term spending plan, then, you know, we're not going to get anything done.
And does Cuomo perhaps sense weakness on the New Jersey side? Christie's been sidelined by Donald Trump. He's got the lowest approval ratings, Christie does, that he's ever had. And maybe it's possible that Governor Cuomo is taking the opportunity to push his agenda.
I think that is what he's attempting to do here. I think he's run into one big obstacle, and that's John Degnan, the chairman of the Port Authority, who Christie appointed after David Sampson had to leave the chairmanship under a cloud. John Degnan is not giving in, and so it's kind of an odd situation that it's come down to Cuomo versus Degnan, with Christie not really in the picture.
Right, right. And so where is Governor Christie in all of this? Why has Christie been so silent?
Well, I don't know. The speculation is that he, after Bridgegate, does not want to get involved, you know, in any strong way in the Port Authority. But he's certainly aware of everything that's going on here. And Degnan is certainly in contact with the governor, because each of the governors can veto any action that the Port Board takes. So there's no sense doing anything if you can't get buy-in from your governor.
Yeah. And the new bus terminal is the most visible project. But what about other Port Authority projects? Are there any in the offing that we can look forward to or anticipate?
Well, there are several things that they're trying to stuff into this capital plan, which is why it's taken so long to revise it. One of them is the Gateway Tunnel project that Amtrak has been pushing for, a replacement or additional tunnels under the river for commuter trains and Amtrak trains. The Port Authority has pledged to be a substantial contributor to that, but they have yet to put any money forward. There's an effort to get some money, maybe as much as $2 billion, into this capital plan.
Patrick, thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
Patrick McGeehan covers transportation and infrastructure for The New York Times.